يقول أص أقريب ربنا فمنعجي وبعيد فمنعدي. Is Allah Ta'ala close that we can converse with Him softly? Or is He at a distance that we have to shout to call Him? When this verse was revealed on that occasion, إِذَا سَأَلَتَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. You are asking whether Allah Ta'ala is close or He is at a distance. Then understand, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, I am always close. So جُمْلَة إِسْمِيَة in English. And جُمْلَة إِسْمِيَة stands for إِسْتِمْرَار. Understand, Allah Ta'ala is always close. How close? Closer to you than your jugular. What is meant by close is like someone is very close, then he knows everything. Nothing is concealed, nothing is hidden from him. And when someone is very close, then he has control. Like, this mic is close, I have control. So, when you say Allah is very close, what do you mean? He has complete control and he can see everything. He knows it all. So three meanings. One is he knows it all because he is so close. Number two, he has complete control. Number three, everything is in his sight. So in his sight, in his control, and in his power. So when we say that Allah Ta'ala is so close, this is what is meant. So you don't need to ask, you don't need to have any doubts now. What is the meaning that Allah Ta'ala is so close? And Allah Ta'ala is closer to you than your jugular. It means He knows about you, and you are in His sight, and you are in His control. Complete control, complete sight, and complete knowledge about you. So nothing of yours is hidden. Now, when Allah Ta'ala is so close, and He answers you, He's close, He will answer you. إِنِّي قُرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. I do answer. If someone calls me, I do answer. But what the servant is supposed to be doing? فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُ بِي. Have trust in me, trust and faith in me, and listen to me. So what you need to do to get your things worked out, one is trust in me, believe in me. If someone is talking to you, talking something strange, then believe me. So, Allah is saying, believe me. Trust me, believe me. And listen to what I do, what I tell you. So, all He wants you to do is to believe, trust Him. And the two is to listen. So, if you got this two, then things will work out for you. So, يَسْتَجِيبُ لِي وَلِئِنُ بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. You'll go right. Now, you want your things to get worked out, but you don't trust and believe in Allah Ta'ala, or you don't want to listen to Him, then how your things will work out? Sometimes what you are asking for is not going to be good for you. So, you're asking for something that is harmful, something that you can't manage. Asking, but something you cannot manage. So that what you cannot manage will become a disaster for you. It's a small little child, and he's asking for a very sharp dagger. But when you give the dagger, what's going to happen? So, similarly, you're asking for something that can be more fatal to your iman than a dagger. You're asking for a lot of wealth. So, something are not in your interest, and you feel that it's good for you, but it doesn't have to be good for you. You are asking for a lot of wealth. Right? Allah gave you that wealth. But when He gave you that wealth, He said, boasting. Right? Pride. That's a killer, a disaster on personal fear. That He's telling me, I didn't have that wealth, but I didn't slip into haram. Now I got wealth, I'm slipping into haram. Sometimes I'm doing such things that my roza breaks. So he didn't have that wealth, and he was not tempted to haram. Now he's got that wealth, this is a press of a button, you can call someone and do haram, right? So easy that it becomes. So sometimes Allah Ta'ala restrains that wealth, and it's not because he doesn't have it or he doesn't want to give you. A man won't give because sometimes he doesn't have or he is miserly. And will give it to him, then I won't have anything. What will be left to me? The two reasons why I won't give. You have only one jacket, someone came and asked you, right? So you think now, when you give the jacket, what am I going to give you? Or you don't have a jacket to give him, one of the two reasons. And this two don't apply to Allah Ta'ala. He has it, and na'udhu billah, he is not my body. So sometimes it's not in your interest, and sometimes you're not listening to Allah Ta'ala. Whereas Allah Ta'ala will give. Al-Mu'tani Sahib Rahmatullah says, one person big police officer, he gave a gift of 25 rupees. So Mu'tani took about 5 rupees and returned the 20 to him. So anyway, I accepted it, and I wouldn't have accepted it. But in the morning I made dua that I bought some firewood on account. And I need to settle this debt. So the amount was about 5 rupees. He brought 25, I took the 5, and I returned. And I accepted it because Allah would say that you were asking. When you send it, you return it. I see the consciousness, the awareness of Allah Ta'ala, how strong it is in their mind. This is what is meant, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا لِي. Believe me, trust me. So I got it, I will give it to you. I would have given away back the whole 25, but I had asked the morning, and Allah Ta'ala send the thing, life in the send it back, but Allah may say that you ask, He's giving you and you're sending it away. That's why the Lama Kiram explained that if something comes without you asking verbally or mentally, you've got a good pen, and I'm not asking verbally, but I'm longing for that pen. But that's also a type of begging, also asking. So you're not asking verbally nor mentally. So a great alim from Belgram. I'm coming here at Belgram. Belgram. Yes. So this is Belgiram. So, great alim, and his student came in, and he sees signs of hunger, weakness. So he thought as much, perhaps, to start to eat. There's nothing to eat. So that's bringing about the the hunger, this being about the weakness. When he saw the usta in the street, he left and he brought a nice tray of food. The usta excused himself and he said, "You see, when you caught up, when this thing passed my mind, that perhaps you need to fetch some food." My mind was already working. So when you left, I thought, now you saw me in the state of weakness and you thought I haven't eaten. So now, for me to eat this food won't be right. So I was longing for it. So the student also, he picked up the tray and he went away. And after 1 or 2 hours, he brought the food again. Now the student could not excuse, because the food was gone. He didn't expect it to come back. See, those that want to make khidmat, then Allah will inspire the heart, or I do it like this. Take it away. Don't insist, take it away. And then when the thing is not in his mind, now you brought it. So when you are sincere about the khidmat, then Allah will inspire you, or I do this. This is how you should do it. So when he brought it for the second time, it was not in his mind. Nor did he ask for it. He thought it was gone for good. Anyway, coming back to the story of this police officer, head police officer, and he gave a gift of 25. So he says that, "I wanted to give this 5, he's saying, but then I thought to myself that I'm a big police officer, right? And if I just give 5, it won't look right." In those days, 25 was quite a big amount, substantial amount. Now it is nothing. 25 rand, it's like nothing. But in those days, it was a substantial amount. So he says, I wanted to make that gift, so I thought to myself that 5 rupees is too small. I must give something substantial. So somehow I got another 20 and added it. So now I understand, only that which is given with sincerity is accepted. The other 20 was given just for my reputation. Itne bare aadmi ho karke 5 rupees ke upar ittefa kiya. So the 5 was sincere and the 20, it was for my reputation, for my name. So bare aadmi hai aur usne bari rakam di. So that 20 was given just for reputation. It wasn't given with absolute pure sincerity. As the Shaykh of the Hadith, Muhammad Zakaria Sahib, someone offered they offered him khajur, a whole tree of khajur. So he said, Medina Munawwara se aaya hua hai, offered him that whole tree. So Mawlana took about 3 pieces, and the rest, he said, "You have this. See, these things come to me all the time. You will need it even more than I, because I'm getting all the time, and you get it once off." So he only took the first 3 that was in front of him, and the rest he returned it. That person went out to say, "I now believe that only what is pure and clean, that is accepted by Allah Ta'ala and the friends of Allah Ta'ala. That which is somewhat contaminated doesn't get accepted. Some contamination doesn't get." So now what happened here was, he had just 3 khajurs of Medina Munawwara. But now he's thinking to himself, such a big buzrug, I'm only going to give him 3, ye achha nahi lagega. It won't look right. It won't be appropriate. Right? So let me fill the tray and offer it to him. So now I understand that only that which is pure, that Allah partakes, and the rest is returned. It's rejected. So we are talking about Swaha and explain فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. So Allah Pak likes Dua. And those that don't make Dua, Allah Pak doesn't like them. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي قَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Make Dua, I will answer. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي. Those that are proud of making dua, then Allah Pak doesn't like them. So the idea of dua is to show desperation and need. At no time should we show Allah Ta'ala that we are not in need. At any given time, show your need. So you're eating, right? You're eating also. And after eating, you read the dua, at amani wa saqani, right? One dua is Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana at'amani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wa la quwwah. Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wa la quwwah. Same if you are wearing a cloth and making a dua. Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani hadha من غير حول مني ولا قوة. This hadith comes in Abu Dawud and in Tirmidhi Sharif, and this is, it says غفير له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر. One riwayat says ما تقدم, and another riwayat says ما تقدم وما تأخر. All your past and future sins will get marked. لله الذي قد أمني هذا ورزقنيه من غير حول مني ولا قوة. Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wa la quwwah. Such a short dua, but the promise is all your dua is going to get marked. And the other hadith says that past and future. That's a simple dua. Another dua after eating is Alhamdulillah hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi ghayra makfiin wa la muwadda'in وَلَا مُسْتَغْلًا عَنْهُ رَبَّنَا. So you add to your satisfaction, but you're saying غَيْرَ مَكْفِينَ. So غَيْرَ مَكْفِينَ is about what? Alhamdulillah الَّذِي عَمْدُ حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا. You can say that it is the sifat of حَمْد. Alhamdulillah حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا. You can say that it is the sifat of حَمْد, right? So hamd will be the mawsoof and sin will be the sifat, right? Sifat is called adjective, but in English, adjective. And you can say that the mawsoof is muqaddar. So then what will be the muqaddar? The muqaddar is the food. Hamdan kathiran tayyiban Mubarakat fi lihaza ta'am, lihaza rizq. So that ta'am will be the muqaddar, that will be the mawsoof. So ghayra makfeen will be the sifat. The sifat, this is the mawsoof. So when you said ghayra makfeen, what you meant? So it's adjective, is a word that is used to describe. A word that is used to praise. It's called adjective, right? So when he said غَيْرَ مُكْفِينَ, then what were you referring to? Or what's the meaning? How do you understand it? So do you think to Allah Ta'ala that I have had this, right? And I cannot say that this is sufficient. Because it's sufficient for me for the moment. But in a few moments, I'll ask for it again. You're saying, right? That Allah said, Allah, enough, right? But enough permanently only for the moment. Not a permanent enough. For that moment now, it's enough. I just now, it started again, I'll be hunting for it. Where is it? The smile is there. Where's the, what? Fish, What did you study? What is samosa? Albi? Not pasty, eh? Everything is talking about it. A half moon and full moon, all of that. So, now iftar, I'm looking for it again. And you say, no, I don't want iftar. No, you filled and you will refill. Filled and refill all the time. Right? Ghayra makfiin. So, you are saying Allah Ta'ala that I left it now, just for a short while, and just now I need it again. Ghayra makfiin. Wala muwadda'in. Right? Wala muwadda'in, what it means? Ghayra makfiin. Wala muwadda'in. So, wala muwadda'in means that I'm leaving it now, but I'm not leaving it permanently. I need it just now yet. Just now, I had iftar, now I'll need for seri or something just now. Iftar I had, so just now, seri time I've had it again. You had water, you could say, now I finished now. You had it, I will have it again. Wala muwadda'in, wala mustaghnan 'anhu rabbana. So, the essence of dua is to show desperation, to show need. And Allah wants you to show your need. Antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. At any given time, it doesn't mean now that your work has been accomplished and you don't ask Allah Ta'ala any longer. Right? So you'll ask now and you'll ask again. You'll ask today, you'll ask tomorrow. You'll ask in the morning, you'll ask in the evening. So at no given time can you say that I am not in need of the favor of Allah Ta'ala. One favor or the other, you must need all the time. If the food is right, right? Is your stomach right? You need the food to be right, you need your stomach to be right as well, to be able to appreciate the food. So the food is right, and the stomach is right, right? Smoking well, but not breathing well. Can you manage it now? So, at any given time, you are desperately in need. Inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqeer. This is the Anbiya and the Dua. Inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqeer. I'm desperately in need. So to show your desperation to Allah Ta'ala at any given time, that's the essence of Dua. And Allah wants you to do it. Whether you receive it or not, desire for it, and you ask Him. Conviction. You don't just spend your dua to receiving it, or you don't just subject it to receiving it. Once I got it finished, no. I keep asking. So now the important thing in dua is, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. Listen to Allah Ta'ala. So sometimes you're not listening, and because you're not listening, then the dua is getting delayed. It's not a permanent rule, it's not like an absolute rule, but it is a rule. Sometimes, even the one that is disobedient, and his duas get answered, right? He's disobedient, he's a disbeliever, but Allah is answering his dua. Shaitan said, Anzirni ila yawm yub'athun, made dua, right? Spare me. Innaka min al-munzareen, Allah respited him. He was a kafir, and he was a sinner, steeped in sin, but yet Allah Ta'ala accepted his dua. Right? So in that state also he knew that Allah Ta'ala answers dua. So you cannot say, no, I'm such a gunegar, then how will Allah Ta'ala accept my dua? You can't say that. Because you can be a sinner, but you can't be worse than shaitan, obviously. Right? So Allah Ta'ala accepted his dua, he's showing you that I do accept his dua. And Allah doesn't want you to become despondent, lose hope. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ لَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. So no matter what situation, but you don't become despondent, don't lose hope. Right? So in fact, it's such also, إِذَا أَنْأَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَدَ. Allah favors you then, أَعْرَدَ وَنَعَى بِجَانِبِي. then he's got that blessing or that luxury, then he is proud. He's proud. He doesn't look at you on the face, turns away from Allah Ta'ala, he thinks too much of himself, thinks too much of turning to Allah Ta'ala. When he's got the favor, right? وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَلِيمٍ. But when some problem comes in, some problem strikes, there is making long, long du'as now. But you see the conflict, the diversity. Just now, إِذَا أَنْ أَمْنَا, just now, you had the wealth, you had all the luxury, and you turned away from Allah Ta'ala. You ignored him. You felt too much of yourself, right? Too much of Israel. Me, nobody like me. But then he struck with a problem, and then Saza after you. Now he's a billionaire, and there's a rumor that spread out that the Saza after you. Has he really become? He's so wealthy, but there's a rumor that someone is wanting to kidnap you or one of your family. Has he really become now? Adu du'ain arid. Long du'as now. Do something now. I must think it. Some small things happen. And see what happens to him. So Allah is showing you that how helpless you are. You cannot say that SARS or the kidnapper, etc., it can be the only problem. That's part of the problem. One of the problems. Someone asking for dua, make dua for father or something, he got 4th degree cancer. The whole parishan, the whole house is buzzing, happy, joyous, and he had some stomach problem, they went and checked out, and they understand that 4th degree cancer, no hope. That's what happened. That's why they were joyous, just now they were celebrating. Not concerned, right? Allah, not concerned about Allah. But now, in a moment, Allah can make things happen. So what Allah is impressing upon us, is impressing how much you must show your desperation. How much you must show your desperation to Allah. At any given moment, you can't be proud. You can't become too arrogant of yourself. Can't become too overconfident over the blessings, the wealth that you had. In 1 second, I can just tell you how helpless you are. You think, oh, I got the wealth, I got the children, and I got a blue chip tenant, you know. But a blue chip tenant now, hey, things will work out. And overnight, then he just collapses. So he doesn't want you to be, to pegging your hope into anything. Peg your hope on him alone. Place your hope. See, I'm showing now the dua and why the duas are not being answered. ذَكَرَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنَّا أَحْمَدًا وَإِذَا أَنْ أَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ آرَى. So this is how man works. But in the state of desperation, he's asking, he's covered now. Otherwise, put him into problems, right? In a second, he can do it. The example that Allah says is of a ship. إِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ then غَشِيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ كَالزُّلَلِ. And he's boarded the ship and he's being battered by the waves from all sides. كَالزُّلَلِ is like a cloud that has enveloped him from all sides, from the top, from the bottom, from the sides, and he's hitting him. Then the Allah, فَإِنَّ جَيْتَنَا مِنْ هَذِي. Allah, you only save us with the good people. We won't do bad things. We'll behave. We'll behave. We'll be good people. We'll appreciate. فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاهُ مِنَ الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. The moment Allah delivers them, then everything is covered. But when they're in the predicament, they make all these promises. We'll do this. Or, you know, you save us from the SARS. We'll do this for you. Save us from this kidnappers, we'll do this for you, right? Or this person got cancer, Allah will save him. So give all the promises. But then the moment Allah saves you, then all that is forgotten. So this attitude Allah doesn't like. how unfaithful, how insan is, how unfaithful. So what he wants from you is listen to him. Now, one thing that you need to get straight in your dua, and dua can also mean any act of ibadah, right? One is dua, one is acts of ibadah in the terminology of the Quran. So dua also refers to ibadah. So dua, one is you are supplicating, one is dua, one is you are worshipping Allah Ta'ala, both. Right? So you will get this thing accepted when you're listening to Allah Ta'ala. That's why you see, he's doing this type of guna and his ibadat, he is not accepted. Much taking khamur or something, not accepted. So you have, you want that acceptance, you have to remain free from guna. So one of the things is haram. You involve in haram and you want your du'as to get answered. How is it going to happen? The thing can't access the acceptance. Haram, can't. The acceptance can't be accessed. So you'll have to free yourself from any haram. If you want that to be accessed to Allah Ta'ala, then you need to see that freed. Not freed, can't get access. Yeah, in this world also, sometimes a lot of things that you have to conform to certain conditions for that thing to be accepted. You don't conform, they won't accept it. You are sending an application application to get a visa, American visa, right? And they ask you, what's your occupation? Or that you write, I'm a terrorist. Will they accept it? So you have to conform to certain standards for them to accept it. So here also Allah Ta'ala wants you to conform to certain standards, then you accept it. And you're not conforming to the standards and Allah Ta'ala will accept. So you ask him, one thing pissed off is this haram. So that haram in the sight of Allah Ta'ala has got no value. In spite of its volume and quantity, all that. But it's like, someone gave you 500 trillion, right? But the 500 trillion is counterfeit. Quick fayda. So by Allah Ta'ala, they say that haram is, when you got that haram, then it's counterfeit. When it's counterfeit, it's not going to get any access. Understand it, be convinced and be certain about it, it's not going to escalate. The escalating will come only if it's pure, it's clean. And now you want the thing to escalate with all the haram, the thing is counterfeit, how is it going to get? So, ibadat, all that will become like counterfeit. When it's counterfeit, how is it going to get accepted? Sometimes the currency is deregulated, right? But they're not regulating it, they're not accepting it now. People hoard and hoard of amount of wealth, not accepted. About 5 years ago in India, some 100 rupee or 200 rupee notes, they're deregulated. Now people have hoard stacks and stacks of rupees. And the government announced deregulation. Some people died. Someone committed suicide. Now you've got stacks of it and it's got no value now, devalued. So we stacked it up. So you know they're stacking it up and now the government says we devalue it. So same now, you got the thing, you ask him, but Allah says we devalue it. Why we devalue it? Because of this deed. So understand that act of yours, the dua or the ibadat, becomes devalued because of a certain reason. Devalued, it's there, but it's got no value. So, one of the most important things is, see that what you are taking is halal. There's no contamination, nothing mixed up. The second thing that is very important in the acceptance of dua, one is halal and haram, one is to ensure that you don't sever any type of relationship. You don't sever relationship. So that also now, you severed yourself from that person, and you want Allah Ta'ala to join you. You want your dua to be joined. When you severed yourself from the friend of Allah Ta'ala, how will Allah Ta'ala join you? He's also a banda, he's also a servant of Allah Ta'ala, and you severed yourself. And then you want Allah Ta'ala to join you. How is this going to happen? So if you want him to join you, then you join yourself, you join his service. Join means you don't have a very free and informal, very healthy relationship. Make salam, show the respect, try to see that you are good towards him. In any situation, if he needs some encouragement, you give him encouragement. He needs to be sympathized, you sympathize with him. He needs some of your help, you help him. So that's the meaning of being good with the person. And severing now, you saw him, you're sitting in the masjid here, and you saw him coming from that side, coming from that side. The moment you saw him, you took a turn, going that side. So you're ignoring the person, you're turning away from him, that's called severance. Now when you severed, then he also severed you. Man wasala, wasalahu Allah. وَمَنْ قَطَعَ قَطَعَهُ اللَّهِ You join, Allah Ta'ala will join you. And you break, Allah Ta'ala will break you as well. Like the surf. مَنْ وَصَلَ صَفًا وَصَلَهُ اللَّهِ Surf also the same law, right? If you join the surf, Allah Ta'ala will join you. قَطَعَ صَفًا And you broke the surf. I said, distancing all that. Allah Ta'ala will distance you. You distance. So he'll distance you as well. So look for ways to join up with Allah Ta'ala, not to sever. So there's two things explained. One is halal and haram, and see that you are particular about haram, halal and haram. And number two is that don't sever. Right? And the third thing I said is the essence of dua is showing desperation. So desperation is against attitude, pride, arrogance. So this pride and arrogance, this becomes a big impediment, becomes a barrier. To show, no, I don't need this thing, I'm too good, I don't need this thing, I'm too strong, I don't need anybody. So this type of attitude to the Bhagavad doesn't like. You know, what can happen to you overnight? Something can happen, everything goes. Yesterday you were sitting here, and everything was comfortable, lights, water, everything, right? And one moment, Lava stopped the water, no? We took it so easy, so overconfident of ourselves. And then one second, what happened? And the Bhagavad was perfect.